for the praise team for the theme for today.
And 今天要跟大家分享的题目是心里面最重要的事。
I'd like to share with you the most important matters of your heart.
我们大家都很注重我们心中一些重要的事，常常思想。
So there's a lot of important things in our mind to meditate.
但是我们要注意常常思想的是什么。
But we have to pay attention to what we're thinking.
你思想的是什么，你的行动就是什么。
Because your heart decides your action.
我们知道主耶稣也是非常注重我们心的状态。
Jesus pay attention to our heart.
因为在圣经里面告诉我们呢，心是代表我们的性格，内里的生命。
So heart represents our inner life.
我们的心代表我们的感情、自觉、思考跟我们的决定。
Also about our emotions, decision, and thinking.
在箴言书里面告诉我们呢，心是产生智慧。
So in Proverbs, talk about heart brings about wisdom.
心给我们有信靠。
And then give us something to rely on.
心给我们有忍耐。
Give us patience.
但是心有时要给我们许多幻想。
Also give us some illusion.
心给我们有情欲。
And give us emotion.
心让我们欺骗或者是一种诈诡诈。
Some have cheating hearts and conniving.
我们心知道有好的心的时候就明白一些事情。
If you have a good heart, then you understand a certain thing.
什么是坏？
And you know what's good and bad.
什么是苦？
And some suffering.
什么是忧愁？
Some malady.
什么是重担？
And some burden.
我们的心有时候会喜乐。
Sometimes we rejoice.
但是有时候会退后。
And sometimes we retreat.
我们心会有妒忌。
Sometimes we feel jealousy.
让我们有夸口。
Sometimes we boast.
所以耶稣有许多告诉我们，有时候罪是先从心开始的。
That's why Jesus said sins coming from our heart.
但是感谢主，我们能够得到神的帮助去饶恕人的时候，也是从心开始。
Praise the Lord, we have a forgiving heart.
我们爱主的时候也是从心里面开始。
And we love God from our heart.
神的话种在我们的心中，我们就会结果了。
So God's word planted seed to bear fruit.
所以心是人自然的状态。
So heart is our natural state.
是我们最内部的中心。
So it's the innermost center of our being.
这是我们生命的一个座位 seat.
So it's the seat of our life.
我们的心如果不稳定，有时候会心震或者心里分迷，没有软，很软弱。
So if you have a feeble heart, then we feel weak.
那所以心是我们个人生命的中心。
So it's the center of our life.
我们的动机、感情、心思都是从心来的。
So it motivates us, gives us emotion.
同时我们的心里面也是有一种做决定的能力。
And then give us a decision.
我们愿意做什么东西呢？肯定就是都从心里面发出。
And give us a free will.
心也会给我们有一个人生的目的。
And give us the goal of our life.
但是心当然有时害怕。
Sometimes we fear in our heart.
有时恐惧。
And then we fear a certain thing.
有时候很忧愁。
And worry.
有时候很颓丧。
And then deject.
这些都是心的 状态。
These are the conditions of our heart.
心也是我们理智和属灵的本性。
And then also give us a reason.
这个灵是住在我们心里面的，圣灵住在我们心里面。
And Holy Spirit dwelled in our heart.
心也是与神交通的一个重要一个那个地方。
And we communicate God with our heart.
所以心是非常的重要。
So we know the importance of our heart.
可以让我们心硬或者心软。
So we can have stiffened hearts or soften our heart.
给我们有道德的决定。
And then give us moral decision.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们一起来学习从神的话怎么样来帮助我们的生命，我们的心。
So let's learn from God's words to improve our heart and our life.
我相信你今天坐在这里，你都很想认识怎么样做一个更好的人。
When you're here, I think you want to improve yourself to be a better person.
特别做一个好的基督徒
especially be a better Christian.
你跟我都愿意有做一个长进的一个基督徒。
We want to grow in Christ.
那我们要注意什么东西呢？
Then what should we pay attention to?
那圣经就告诉我们呢，最主要就是首先要有一个更新你的心。
First, we have to renew our heart.
那你今天大家可以看见一个大纲，对不对？
So we can see the outline from our bulletin.
这个第一个英文的是 R, 就是 renew, 是吧？更新。
So in our bulletin, the outline, the first R means renew.
我们来看以西结书36章26、27节。
Let's look at Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 26 to 27.
感谢神啊，他知道你的需要，他已经为你预备了。
God knows our heart and already prepared us for it.
我们一起来念好不好？
Let's read together.
中文看见啊，
我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心。
赐给你们内
心，
我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
Let's read in English. I will give you a new heart
and put a new spirit in you.
I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you.And move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws.
It is a beautiful, wonderful blessing from God.
这是神美好的祝福。
我们有时候发觉自己心中有误会。
Sometimes we find some misunderstanding in our heart.
我们很容易得罪人。
We offend others.
特别有时候得罪自己的家人
especially offend our family
我们有时候不能禁止自己一些情欲
sometimes we cannot prevent our own lust
不能停止一些不良的习惯
cannot stop our bad habits
没有节制
and no restraint
没有办法控制自己
out of control
感谢神他可以帮助你
Thanks to the Lord, He can help us.
那就是你先要接受耶稣基督做你的救主了。
Accept Jesus Christ to be your Savior first.
求耶稣把新心给你了。
Praise the Lord that renew your heart.
昨天我们大家也从何牧师那里学习到，知道认罪悔改的重要。
So we learned from Pastor Ho yesterday's seminar that the importance of repenting.
我们跟向神求悔改的时候，神就会给我们一个新的心。
We plead to repent, and God will give us a new heart.
那但是你一定要求神啊，神啊，求您来施恩给我。
But you have God to give you grace.
就是把你的心奉献给神。
So you need to give your heart to the Lord.
当你信耶稣的时候。你认耶稣做救主，就把你的心交给他，让他 来更新你的心。
So when you accept Jesus as your Savior, you let Him to renew your heart.
我们做许多事不合乎神的标准。
So we are not up to par to the God.
但是神可以帮助我们有信心做他喜欢的事。
But God can renew us to please Him.
所以我们就可以从大卫王的诗篇学习了。
So we can learn from the poem from King David.
你知道大卫王他已经信了主了。
So David believed in the Lord.
他不是一个不信的一个人。
He's not an unbeliever.
他可能已经有信心了。
So I think his heart is renewed.
但是他需要更新了。
But he's still further renewal.
所以虽然你说我今天已经有耶稣了，我接受了耶稣做我救主。
So even though I accept Jesus, he's my savior.
但是我恳求你今天也要求天父给你更新你的心。
But pray to renew your heart daily.
求主赦免我们的救我所犯的罪。
Forgive all our transgressions.
每天早晨起来的时候都要求神给我们一个新的心。
Renew daily in the morning.
脱去旧人。
So get rid of our old self.
穿上新人。
Put on our new self.
耶稣给我们的新人就是有新的心了，对不对？
So God put a new heart in us.
这样子你每天就更过一个合乎主旨意的生活了。
So you will live daily a life pleasing to the Lord.
就像圣经哥罗西书讲，你有主的性情，有主的爱，有主的安慰，有主的能力。
Just like Colossians, you will have God's comfort and God's love in you.
那今天我们每一个基督徒都需要更新的心。
Every Christian needs to be renewed daily.
这个更新的心是一个清心。
So also blessed are the pure, the renewed pure heart.
没有杂念的。
So without impurity.
单纯的。
Simple.
有主的喜乐。
And pleased in the Lord.
有主的同在。
And with His presence.
做一切事，虽然在困难中还是很顺利。
So even though we have difficulty, we feel peace.
好像约瑟一样，对不对？
Just like Joseph.
弟兄姐妹，您跟我今天都需要有这样更新的一个新的心。
So we all need to renew our heart.
那，但是，你说我已经是基督徒了，但是有时候我还是没有办法做这一个好的基督徒的行为榜样，怎么办？
So even though I'm a Christian, but still I'm not up to the standard sometimes.
我们大家都有老我。
So we all have ourselves, old self, the sin nature.
从亚当祖宗都传下来的了。
From Adam.
就是好像我是姓钟，那一直下来都是姓钟了，对不对？
So just like we are all the descendants of our ancestor.
那你跟我的罪性都是一样，常常都有啊，发现出来啊。
That's why we still have our sin nature.
那我怎么样来控制帮助我自己能够为主而活呢？
So how can I help and control to live for the Lord?
大卫王告诉我一个好的方法。
King David told us a good way.
我们一起来念好不好？诗篇119篇。
So let's read together.
求你使我的心趋向你的法度，不趋向非义之财。求你开我的眼睛，看出你律法中的奇妙。
所以 incline my heart to your testimonies and not to covetousness. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law.
那这个第二件事，如果你的心得到更新之后，还是继续要求神帮助你，你的心趋向神，趋向神。
So after renewal, you still ask to be inclined to the Lord.
因为我们的心呢，是很花心的，是不是？
Because we got distracted.
我们想好的东西，对不对？
There's so many things around us.
今天你坐在这里听讲道的时候，可能你的心就想住，哦，我今天下午做什么事啊？家里有什么事啊？这个礼拜要做什么？你好多思想啊。
Even though you're here and listen to the sermon, you're planning for this afternoon and the following week.
各位，那我怎么办？思想太多了。
So what do I do? There's so many thoughts.
我要求主帮助我是专心的去想他。
So ask God to be inclined to him.
你真去想什么东西啊？
So inclined to what?
神的法度。
So God's creed.
什么叫做神的法度呢？
So what does that mean?
就是神的范围了。
So that's his boundary.
神的诫命。
So that's his law.
神的目标。
So that's his goal.
神的律法。
So that's his rules.
神的方法。
That's his way.
神的步骤。
So that's his steps.
神在我生命里面的旨意。
That's his instruction.
那这个我们要求神帮助我们。
So we need to ask God to help us.
我们的心眼呢，许多时候是趋向非义之财，圣经讲。
Sometimes we want outrageous, filthy rich.
那个是什么意思？
What does that mean?
就是我们的思想啊，对不起，告诉你，跟我常受金钱来控制。
Because we're controlled by money, we covet.
那金钱很重要。
We know money is important.
但是不要去找非义之财。
But you have to do it the right way.
就是不要贪心啦。
Don't be covetous. Yeah.
我们整天都在省，怎么样可以省一些钱。
So you want to save?
啊，去哪里买东西啊？便宜啊，对不对？
Always want searching for bargain.
哇，拿一个超级市场，今天买的是那个果菜啊，是最便宜啊。
So what's the sale today? The coupons.
哦，我们去 Costco。吃这个 hot dog 是最便宜了，又喝又吃，都是1.5块嘛。哇，这个是最便宜的一个午餐啊。
Costco the best deal, $1.50. Your lunch is done.
我们会常常想的，最重要一切决定都在钱。
So we base all our decision on money.
那个钱多的好哎。
The more the better.
对，我们需要思想，需要激活。
Of course, we need to be a good steward.
但是我们许多时候被钱控制了我们的思想，就忘记了怎么样去侍奉神，帮助做神的工作。
But we should not be controlled by money and forget how to serve the Lord.
那弟兄姐妹，这个叫做花心啊。
So that's why we call it distraction.
我的心不专啊，不专。
So we're not look upon God alone.
如果你有圣经看一看一篇诗篇好，这里没有啊，是诗篇86:11，请你看一看好不好
？So Psalm 86,
86:11，
verses 11.
对，诗篇86:11这里是这样讲，说耶和华，求你将我的道路指教我。我要照你的真理行，求你使我专心敬畏你的名。
Psalm 86:11. Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name.
这个中文翻译，英文翻译得很好。Undivided heart 就是不分开的心，是这个意思。
So English translation is better. Undivided heart.
我们常说专心，专心什么叫做专心？就是心啊是合一的，不分开的，来专门向神，是这个意思。
Concentrated, unified, and undivided toward God.
那你说神会帮助我知道在什么地方省钱吗
？So do. Does God know how to save money for me?
Yes, 对。
Of course.
如果你是专心求神带领，
If you ask for his direction,
神会 帮助你知道怎么样来省钱。
God will help you how to save.
但是我们不要完全受了金钱来控制我们的心啊。
But don't be controlled by money in your heart.
整天就是想着怎么样多些钱，省些钱，样样都是钱。那我们要侍奉神的，都是为了注重钱，怎么样？
So don't be money, money, money all the time.
弟兄姐妹，我们不要学以色列人的心态。
Don't follow the example of the heart of Israelite.
为什么以色列国被神来把他灭亡呢？
Why Israel was punished?
是不是他们不去教堂呢？
Did they not go into church?
不是。
They still went to church.
他们一定尊重守安息日去教堂。
They follow Sabbath.
是不是他们没有奉献呢？
Did they tithe?
有多少不知道，有一点点。
They still tithe.
但是麻烦圣经告诉我，所有的旧约都告诉我，他们一边是向神，一边是拜其他的偶像。
They still worship other idols despite going to the synagogue.
这个就花心了。
So that's distracted.
那弟兄姐妹，今天你的心是怎么样，就可以决定到你基督徒的方向将来是怎么样。
So your heart will decide your Christian direction for the future.
所以我们要专心向神的法度。
So we need to incline our heart to His laws.
就是多一些参加查经了，祷告了。
Like Bible study, prayer meeting.
很简单啊。如果你要参加多些查经祷告，可以帮助你专心去向神啊。
That will help you to look upon God all the time.
好像昨天弟兄姐妹来这里一起来学习的时候，哇，心里的火热，心里的兴旺，我们就更加想到怎么样侍奉主了。
So like yesterday's seminar, everybody feel revived, so want to serve the Lord more.
那所以弟兄姐妹，我们求神帮助我们，常常是想住神要我们怎么做。
So praise the Lord that help us.
大家记得前几年有一个四个英文字是很重要，叫做 WWJD。
So there's four letters in the past as an important acronym.
那个就是什么意思呢？
What
would
Jesus
do? 那这个是趋向神的。
So that means inclined to the Lord.
好，还有第三样了，弟兄姐妹。
So the third things.
那就是我们要刚强你的心，圣经说。
So Bible taught us strengthen your heart.
那这个我们大家不需要念了，你看就可以啊。以弗所书，这里告诉我们，要求神照亮我们的心的眼睛，知道他的恩召有可能何等的指望，他在圣徒中的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里的复活，叫他坐天上，坐在自己的右边。
So in Book of Ephesians chapter 1 verses 18 to 20,
Sorry, I read the wrong word. It's the same. It's a go ahead. Yeah, read that verse, please. Yeah. 好。这里
So I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance, his holy people, and his incomparable great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms.
Now,但是我们在那个还没有学那个之前，我们也要学习怎么样刚强我们的心。
So we know how to strengthen our heart.
那刚强我们的心，在圣经里面告诉我们呢，也是要求神来帮助的。
We need the help from the God.
这里圣经告诉我们以弗所书第三章二十六到二十一，就是求神按着他丰盛的荣耀，叫他的心里的力量刚强起来，叫基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长宽高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们，并且二十二十一节告诉我们，神能照着运行我们心里的大力，充充充足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的，但愿他在教会中并在耶稣基督里得着荣耀，直到世世代代代，直到永永远远，阿门。
I pray that all his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know his love that surpasses knowledge, that you may feel to the measure of all the fullness of God.Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine.
刚才我们讲我们是有心是向神了，求神帮助我们 向他了。
So we ask God to be inclined to him.
但是我们在生活的情况里面，许多的东西让我们有时候呢就会忘记或者软弱下来。
Sometimes their daily life makes us weak.
因此我们只有害怕。
That's why we fear sometimes.
我们会跌倒。
And we stumble.
但是这里圣经告诉我们，圣灵可以帮助我们的心。
But Holy Spirit can strengthen our heart.
求神刚强我们向他的心。
So ask God to help us to incline to him.
我知道我的心很软弱了。
I know I'm weak in my heart.
我有时候也没有想到神的东西了。
Sometimes I'm not thinking about God at all.
没有照神的方法了。
I'm not following his way all the time.
神啊，求你刚强我们的心。
God help us strengthen them.
使我明白耶稣是怎么样的爱我。
Let's understand how Jesus Christ loved us.
那耶稣是怎么样爱我呢？
So how Jesus loved us?
就是他爱我们呢，好像Wide, long, high, deep, 就是长宽高深的爱我。
He loved us how long, how wide, how deep.
什么叫做长？
What does it mean? How long?
就是永永远远的爱你咯。
That means forever.
就是不会改变咯。
Never changed.
是任何的地方。
Regardless of anywhere.
任何的时间。
Anytime.
无论在哪里。
Anywhere.
神都爱你。
God loves you always.
神不单只今天在这里爱你。
God not only loves you here and now.
你回到家的路上，神也是爱你。
He loves you on your way back home.
你去到家里做什么事，他都仍然爱你。
Whatever you do, he still loves you.
什么是欢呢？怎么样爱你法呢？
What does it mean? How wide?
就是在任何的境况，神都爱你。
Regardless of any condition.
你觉得自己很软弱，不配。
When you feel you are unworthy, you're weak.
但是神还是爱你的。
God still loves you.
你的家里的朋友、亲戚，你所接触的人，神都借着你可以爱你，爱他们。
Regardless your friends, your relatives, your family, God will love you through them, and you will love them also.
怎么样爱你？很高的爱，怎么爱你呢
？So what does that mean? How high is the love?
那就是说，神是为我们预备许许多多想不到的东西来施恩给你的。
So he prepares so much grace for us that we can ever imagine.
他的爱超过你的思想。
So his love surpasses our thoughts.
就是你想不到的时间，想不到的，和神都超人意外的爱你。
Beyond your imagination, he still loves you.
只有神才可以这样做。
Only God is able to do so.
世界的人不可以。
We people of the world cannot do that.
神知道你个人的境况。
God knows your own plight.
他会永远用超过你的思想的方法来爱你。
He will love you surpass all your imagination.
而神怎么样爱你到深度呢？
How deep is God's love?
就是爱到你心里面最深的需要，他都知道，他都爱你。
He knows your deepest need in your heart.
你思想里面有什么需要，神都会帮你对付。
Whatever you need, He will handle that for you.
神永远都是爱你的。
God loves you forever.
啊，这个就是我们感谢主了。
So we need to thank God.
然后呢，啊，最后我们来看了，啊，不单只神刚强你的心，也会照亮你的心。
Not only strengthen your heart, God also enlighten your heart.
那在你的英文的大纲，你就可以看见呢，啊，是。Renew, incline, strengthen, and enlighten. 这四个字。
So now you can fill in the bulletin, the outline in English.
就是神怎么样 enlighten 你呢？是什么意思呢？
What does enlighten means?
就是让你生命里面，你的心中发觉，哇，原来神爱我是怎么大。
Let you realize how God loves you.
神在我生命的指望是这么高。
So God expects us so much in our life.
神为我所预备的超过我的思想的。
God prepared more than we can imagine.
他给我的盼望将来是很大的。
So He expects so much of us.
就是虽然我有时候看自己没有这个能力，没有这个程度，但是神为你预备非常大的东西要你去做。
Even though we are worthy, He gave us so much to achieve.
所以我们常常就可以思想，为神做大事。
That's why I want to do mighty things for God.
你说我身体很软弱啊。
You saw I'm weak in my health.
怎么为神做大事呢？
So how can I do anything mighty?
你记得那个著名的女的作者啊，叫做Helen Keller。你想记得他名字吗？
Do you remember a blind lady, Helen Keller?
她写了几千个诗歌。
She wrote so many songs.
最近才发现还有新的歌，他们会做 CD 来给我们听。
And then there's new one being discovered every day.
在我们的诗歌里面，至少集里面有十几首都是这个 Helen Keller 写的。
So more than 10 songs in our hymn book were written by Helen Keller.
这个姐妹是怎么样的人呢？
So what is this lady?
瞎眼的，瞎眼的，看不见。
She is blind, cannot see nothing.
Yeah. 但是神使用她了，对不对？
But God used her mightily.
因为她的诗歌帮助了许许多多的人。
Her song helps so many people.
今天有一位两脚都不能动的，要坐着轮椅的一个所谓运动家。
There's a wheelchair-bound athlete.
他是全世界去传福音。
He's spreading the gospel all over the world.
就是神在他这个好像无能、不能走动的人身上的恩典是怎么样的丰富。
So even though he's able, his grace is sufficient.
所以今天无论我们哪一个人，你任何的境况，神都有伟大的工作在等候你。
So anyone, any condition, God will provide us to achieve great work.
或者在我们教会
，for our church,
神会使用你。
God will use you.
我看见许多弟兄姐妹被神使用在这个教会里面。
I saw many brothers and sisters used by God.
我非常的感动。
I appreciate and touched.
感谢主。
Thanks to the Lord.
他们所做的比我的更高、更好、更大。
So they have done much than I have ever done here.
所以你求神开你的心眼，看见做基督徒的好处。
Open your hearts to see the benefit of being a Christian.
特别圣经说，告诉我们看见神复活的大能。
So the power of a revival.
就是复活的把基督提出来的复活的这个大能。
So you live the life of Christ.
就是从死里复活的大能。
So that means revive from the death.
所以神能够用复活的大能来帮助你。
So God can use the power of resurrection to help you.
哦，我们就心中更有能力去侍奉主了。
So we can have more power to serve Him.
我们就更快乐做一个基督徒了。
So we'll be happier being a Christian.
因为知道主耶稣在我里面了。
Because we know Jesus lives in us. The power of resurrection in me. It's not only in pastor. It's in each every one of us. But I'm not worthy. So I'm not a mature Christian. Ask God to renew your heart. Enlighten you.
可以看见神怎么样会使用您。
So you know how God will use you.
我们看见神在我们当中做了许多大的工作。
So we know God achieved much in us.
我们看见弟兄姐妹一起来用功学习，来侍奉神。这个就看见神的大能了。
So brother and sister working together to learn more how to serve Him.
我们感谢主给我们有生命的改变。
So God changed our life.
给我们有保护我们的交通旅行。
Protect our safety through travel.
我们感谢神帮助我们在一切的事情上都顺利。
And give us smooth sailing in everything we do.
那感谢天父看见我们这个教堂。
So look at this church. God gave it to us.
姐妹常常都提醒我，主牧师这个教堂是神给你的。
So everybody remind us this is the church of God.
我说你错了。
So well, God gave it not to me.
这个教堂是神给你们的。
God gave this church to each one of us.
每一个人都有份的。
So we all have parts in this church.
起初建这个教堂的时候，大部分人都说不行，不行，不行。
So when we're try to buy our own church, everybody thought it's impossible.
感谢主，现在这里这么舒服啊。
So praise the Lord, we have such wonderful facility here.
我们求主充满这个教会。
So let God fill every seat here.
那让我再举其他的例子。
Let me give you other examples.
我在大家记得我退休之后回中国大陆，到我外祖父的乡村里面来看看情况。
After I retired, I went to my maternal grandfather's village in China.
看见我外祖父一百年前建的教会呢，完全没有人去了。
So I saw the church that my maternal grandfather established that no longer there. Nobody went.
对，有一个大的一个建筑物，整个村子最大的两层的建筑物在那里，但是都是关上门的。
The biggest two-story building there, but door was closed. No one went.
舱门破烂，门都是锁住，但是很少人去。
Dilapidated and locked.
但是这个是我们中国南方第一个建的教会呀。
But that was the first church established in southern part of China.
就是这个教会叫做整个村子都成为基督徒的一个教会。
And all the villagers became Christian there.
但是现在死掉了。
But my maternal grandfather passed away.
怎么样把它重建呢？
And then how can I reestablish the church?
我们尽我们的方法。
So we try our best.
我们也去布道。
So I preached.
当然有许多人来听。
And many people came and listened.
但是要重建教会是绝对不可能的事。
It seemed impossible to reestablish the church there.
因为我是外面进去的。
Because I was a foreigner going in.
他们不许外面的宣教士进中国传道的。
And the law in China does not allow foreigner to preach.
我也看过，这个是在中国的那个宪章说得很清楚的。
And it's spelled out clearly in the law.
那个那边的一个城市的牧师也是告诉我， 慢慢嘛，一个月帮他们一次啊，传传福音，就这样子了。
So there was an official preacher there to come for me saying, "Well, just come preach every month. That's good enough."
但是感谢主，当我们祷告的时候。
Praise to the Lord after we pray.
谢谢你们有些知道的为我的祷告。
And thanks for the prayer here too.
哦，大家都知道那个教会。就重新被建造了，对不对？
Now the church is reestablished.
现在那个教堂，那是全个征程，整个大城市最漂亮的一个教堂。
So that's the most beautiful church in the whole area.
人不多，对。
Still not that many people visit.
在一个小村子里面。
Because it's a small village.
但是感谢神，现在每个礼拜都有聚会了。
But thanks the Lord, there's a weekly gathering there.
这个太初就是我的外祖父的名字，太初的福音堂，今天就在增城的一个城市里面，一个乡村里面了。
And still named after my maternal grandfather.
那为什么我告诉你这个事情？
Why did I tell you this story?
因为是神亲自来告诉我，让我看见他可以把东西从死里都复活过来。
Because God told me He can revive everything.
各位弟兄姐妹，神也可以今天使用你，使你的家庭可以变成福音的家庭。
God can revive you to make your house of the gospel.
神可以使用你在你的家里建立一个查经班，建立一个祷告会，也可以带领您的亲戚朋友啊来。
God can use your house to start a Bible study to lead other people, your relatives, to the Lord.
因为神是大能的神。
Because God is Almighty.
啊，你说牧师啊，你给我重担太大了。
Well said, Pastor, that's too much a burden for me.
这个是你的工作。
That's your job.
为什么要给我来做？
Why should I do it?
我说你问一问耶稣好不好？
You should ask Jesus.
耶稣要我们。在家里为他做见证啊。
So Jesus asked to be his witness in our household.
到处为他做见证啊。
To be his witness everywhere.
各位，神可以使用您做大能的工作。
God can use you mightily.
当你能够有这些查经的聚会的时候，教会就人数会增多了。
If you have Bible study in your home, then the visitor, then the people coming to church will increase for sure. 我
还给弟兄姐妹多一个见证。
So I give you one more testimony.
刚刚这个礼拜，这封信寄给我们教会的。
I received a letter to the church.
这封信是有一位叫做唐维的弟兄从波德兰寄来的。
So this is from Brother Tang from Portland.
那这位波德兰弟兄是在那边为美南基督会建立第一间美南基督会的福音堂。
So he's a church planter for the Southern Baptist Convention.
两年前我找到他。
Two years ago I met him.
借助国内传道部支持他。
Through the missionary board I supported him.
现在他在波德兰啊建立这个一个中国人的一个团契。
So now he started a Chinese Christian fellowship in Portland.
他写这封信谢谢我们。
He wrote a letter to thank me.
因为我们支持他。
Because our church supported his mission.
最近才正寄了他300块。
So we recently sent him $300 to support his ministry.
他很高兴。
He was so pleased.
其他的浸信会、中城线浸信会、国语浸信会在洛杉矶都支持他。
So all the Baptist church in this area supported him.
啊，他谢谢我们。他说你们跟我一起同工。
So they said we are his co-workers.
为什么这个很重要？
Why this is important?
因为波德兰是传福音最困难的一个地方啊。
Because Portland has been a difficult place to spread the gospel.
浸信会几百年、几千、几十年没有办法哪里建立一个教会。
We tried for so long, couldn't establish a church there.
但是现在他有这个叫做新的创造的团契。
But right now he has a new found fellowship called Creation Fellowship of Portland.
每个礼拜五有查经。
So there's a Bible study every Friday.
礼拜天有聚会。
Sunday worship.
同时他也已经有一个妇女的团契。
Also had a woman's fellowship.
他说有十个人参加。
Ten people attending.
都非常的高兴。
So everybody was happy.
同时他准备在今年里面增加更多的工作。
So he planned to do more work.
我会有男人的团契，他说。
Also had brotherhood fellowship.
还有一个乳毛球的一个团契。
Also had a badminton fellowship.
他有一个免费的英文班准备开始。
Also had a free English lessons.
也跟许多中国人、华人的团契有聚餐。
And then have some dinner meeting, lunch meeting.
感谢主。
Thanks to the Lord.
谁的工作？
Who's working?
只是他吗？
Just him alone.
神的工作。
It's God's work.
也是你们的工作。
And yours work too.
感谢主使用我们去教会，这教会不单支持了中国的一个教会重建起来，也支持波德兰另外一个新的教堂新建起来了。
God used us to establish a church in China and establish a church in Portland also.
求主照亮我们的心眼。
May God enlighten our heart.
让我们看得见神的大能的工作。
So that we can see the mighty work of God.
对，我们承认我们是软弱。
We know we're weak.
弟兄姐妹常常说，哦，不是，我们求主充满这个教会。
So we always ask God to fill the seats here.
我们人数不多。
So we don't have enough people.
我们承认。
So that's the truth.
我们不大能有能力。
So we're not able.
但是我们这样的一个教会，神使用我们在中国，建立了一个从死里复活的教会。
Even through us, we revive a church in China.
那个教会我们寄了他10,000块，你记得吧？
So we support them $10,000.
那是在四年前的。
That was 4 years ago.
你们自己教会的。
So that's from our church.
哇，你说我们教会有这个能力吗？
So do we have so much money?
感谢主，有。
Praise the Lord, we did.
神给你能力去支持他们。
So God gave us the ability to support the church.
各位弟兄姐妹，神也继续可以使用你做更大的工作。
God will continue to use us.
但是你要注意你的心哦。
But you have to pay attention to the condition of your heart.
如果你的心不更新的。
If your heart is not renewed.
如果你的心不趋向神的。
Not inclined to the Lord.
如果你的心不刚强的。
Not strengthened.
你没有求神照亮你的心的。
You didn't ask God to enlighten your heart.
我们不能做什么东西。
There's nothing we can do.
但是如果你们都愿意这样做。
But if you're willing.
从今天开始。
From this point on,
主啊，求你刚强我的心。
Ask God to strengthen our heart.
照亮我的心。
Enlighten my heart.
使我不花心，专心来向你。
Incline to you only.
神就会使用你。
God will use us.
让我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你是大能的主。
You are Almighty God.
我们是软弱的。
We're weak.
无能的。
Not able.
有时候自己都看不起自己。
And then not worthy.
但是神，你是施恩的。
But you are mercy.
你爱我们到底的。
You love us to the end.
你会使用我们的。
You will use us.
求你帮助我们的心都归向你。
Make our heart inclined to you.
主啊，帮助我们把心都奉献给你。
Devote our heart to you.
让我们被你使用。
Used by you.
被你刚强。
Strengthened by you.
被你的力量都大大的在我们心中发动出来。
Fill with your power in our heart.
感谢赞美你。
Praise the Lord.
今天在这里可能还没有信主的。
If anyone here is not believing Jesus yet,
求你帮助他们知道神的大能。
Help them to know the power of God.
改变我们的心。
Change our heart.
成为基督徒。
To become a Christian.
让我们有永生的盼望。
Let's have the hope of eternal life.
让我们有主事的平安。
Have the peace of God.
让我们有主的同在。
The presence of God.
一切将来都凡事顺利。
Everything smooth, sailing.
主，你就施恩让这些朋友今天相信你。
So grace to be the, so everybody can believe in you.
奉耶稣基督名求。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请各位。